USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House passed a sweeping $2 trillion coronavirus relief package that will provide immediate assistance to many Americans, small businesses, and major industries on the brink of economic collapse amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. New York Democrat Max Rose tells Fox News people are dying and millions are out of work.
I rise today in support of this bill because our frontline soldiers of this war, our nurses and our doctors, need masks. I rise today because days from now, weeks from now, New Yorkers will need thousands of more ventilators.
President Trump is calling on GM to open its shuttered Lordstown, Ohio plant to make ventilators. The president is criticizing the company's CEO by name, Mary Ibarra, saying she promised to deliver 40,000 ventilators quickly, but now they only have 6,000 built in late April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me and for the patients that I have that are taking it, and it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy they have. If we give you the proper nutrients, your body's able to produce what it needs. And here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump doing what he can to help New Yorkers. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A huge Navy hospital ship is heading to New York. President Trump telling reporters at the White House the USNS Comfort will be getting underway from its way from Virginia to the coronavirus hotspot this Saturday morning. Trump telling Governor Andrew Cuomo the ship will arrive in New York Harbor by Monday morning. He notes it's loaded up to the top with medical supplies, in his words.
Salaried employees at General Motors will have to take a pay cut by 20% during the coronavirus pandemic. The automaker announced a plan late on Thursday and says they could keep the policy in place for 6 months. GM has shut down their factories in North America and has extended the closure indefinitely. GM has approximately 69,000 salaried workers around the world, with 40,000 of them in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Justice Department is filing criminal charges against senior officials in the Venezuelan government, including President Nicolas Maduro. Speaking with reporters, Attorney General Bill Barr says the indictment alleges a conspiracy involving an extremely violent terrorist organization.
We estimate that somewhere between 200 and 250 metric tons of cocaine are shipped out of Venezuela by these routes.
Those 250 metric tons equate to 30 million lethal doses.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is taking steps to help the spreading of the coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper has enacted a 60-day stop movement order for all uniformed service members and their families, as well as civilian service members stationed overseas. The measure is intended to stop the spread of the coronavirus and to protect U.S. personnel and preserve the operational readiness of our global force. The order impacts an estimated 90,000 service members who are either slated to deploy or redeploy over the next 60 days. The order includes some conditions under which exceptions can be granted. Troop rotations in and out of Afghanistan have already been paused amid the pandemic. Earlier in the month, the Pentagon restricted domestic travel for military members and their families due to the virus.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.